I needed to check out in an airplane while a member of the Quantico Marine Base Flying Club, or QFC. The Marine Corps airfields were run by the Marines and operated like any other Marine base, by the book. I was assigned a check pilot out of the pool. That meant I could get a really nice guy or a son of a bitch. Either way, I would be expected to fly the Marine way. As luck would have it, I got Waldo Pepper. In 1975, Robert Redford starred in a movie about the flying exploits of a former World War I veteran named Waldo Pepper. The movie was set in 1925 through 1931, during the barnstorming years between the wars. Since there was little use for pilots, some made a meager living by offering rides at county fairs and crop dusting in mostly World War I jennies. The movie was fiction, but this Waldo was a real Marine aviator. Waldo was a Vietnam veteran. He was about my height, but filled out his flight suit with a bit more bulk. He was about 12 years older than me, and sported Marine officer-length brush-cut hair that was salt-and-pepper gray. Officer-length meant that he had some fuzz on the sides, as opposed to high and tight. I had never met him before the day we were assigned to fly together. Waldo was a quiet person, and did not initiate conversation. He would answer, yet I did not expect him to fill any conversation voids with banter. I had asked him what he flew in Nam, and he told me he was actually an RIO, or radio intercept officer. That meant he was in the back seat of an F-4 Phantom fighter and attack jet. I expected a swashbuckling swagger, yet he had none of that, simply a guy that loved to fly. He was gaining flight hours by instructing and check pilot work at the club. This also made him eligible for flight pay, a small increase in base monthly salary. We were flying an upgraded model Piper that day. Waldo asked me to demonstrate a few simple maneuvers, like power on stall, turns about a point. I was not flying particularly well that day, but Waldo didn't say a word. Waldo then asked me to use only the rudder to bring up a wing. I did what he asked, knife-edging the plane. This was a maneuver I had never tried before. He just sat there with his arms crossed, looking rather bored. I asked Waldo a simple question. Did anything ever upset him in the plane? I was referring to the botched handlings by student pilots. He said no. I took his answer to infer that after riding the back seat of a supersonic carrier jet through difficult combat, student shenanigans simply didn't upset him. I respected his calm teaching demeanor. I respected his airmanship. I respected his combat flights. I respected him. Waldo earned an airline transport rating, ATP, about a week after we flew together, and he got a job offer flying as a commercial pilot. He left the Marines, and I never saw him again. I do, however, have a check ride and plane endorsement in my old logbook by the great Waldo Pepper.